Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, everybody.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And we may or may not see Lindsay. I don't know. So
she's a couple hours behind us, so sometimes she like hops in late.
Yeah, it happens. Okay, I haven't talked to you today, Amanda, but I told Leah I came into tonight's episode with no books list.
Oh.
We are going wild, wild west around here.
I don't have that many. I feel like this is one of those episodes where we can, you know, improv.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, did you watch Wednesday? Like, we had a book to talk about, and there was really no...
Wednesday.
It took a hard left, and then just kept going.
It really did. So, the romance term of the week is... I don't have it on the paper, but we're going to talk about it real quick because, hey, guess what? It's been like 6 weeks, and ARC discourse is back in the trending.
I feel like this cycles like every so many months.
It does. So ARCs are advanced reader copies or advanced review copies. We've talked about them many times. The purpose of an ARC, the reason they started, or galleys, they are sometimes in publishing called galleys. The purpose of these were promotional marketing tour. They were sent out to media outlets, to bookstore owners, to purchasers for department stores, to give you an advance look at a book to see if, one, it's one you want to shelf, but also then it was sent to, you know, media people for the purpose of reviewing to drum up interest and to gauge where to market the book a little bit. So if you get an advance review copy from traditional publishing, we get those anywhere from a year to six months in advance.
Sometimes earlier, depending on the publisher too.
Yeah. Well, and it depends on the author. Some authors write right up to, you know, publishing deadline. It just depends. Mm. But, you know, I think 3 months is the shortest turnaround I've ever had.
For a traditional published
book. And the sole purpose of them in traditional publishing really is it's to get market research for reviewers to start getting them on their radar so that you can talk about them. Also, you know, like for a podcast, we book our shows three months in advance. Roughly. 9 to 12 weeks in advance. We come up with topics and ideas. It doesn't always stay. But if we were going to do an author interview, we would need to have that idea well in advance so that we could make adjustments to the schedule for them and us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in the recent years, with the spawning of the indie market to what it is currently, and these PR bookish marketing companies, we have seen ARCs are different. It used to be when you received an ARC from publishers, there were no caveats on it, right? There was no, you must hold this review for 2 weeks if it's less than 4 stars. You must have reviewed at least 6 titles by this author. Please submit DNA and your firstborn and tell us why we think you might like this book. None of that was the original intention, right?
No, like you had to be approved, but it was a very small process. You basically like interviewed in a sense. Like you had to like answer some questions and then like you got picked based on that.
Well, like on such things as like Edelweiss and NetGalley, you just have to keep your profile up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And like we had to change our area of, instead of being a book blog, we had to change ourselves to media.
Yeah.
Because we have a show that's interviews authors. We have a web presence that's different than just a book blog.
Mm-hmm.
But with the spawning of these marketing PR firms in the indie market, the caveats have started to be added to advanced reader copies.
Yeah.
Authors have been really vocal currently on Threads, which is like the wild, wild west of social media. Like,
it really is. Like,
I go over there and I'm like, something. I don't know.
If you're looking for some drama, go to Threads.
Book Threads is the place to be.
Really, any Threads is the place to be, but Book Threads is like really intense.
But it was really a TradPub author. She put that she wishes that everybody would hold any review that isn't 5 stars for at least 3 weeks after release. And I have to tell you, this really upset me, particularly because she's TradPub. She does an indie release. And the price point on a TradPub book is $11.99 in US dollars minimum for an ebook.
Minimum. Like it's $14.99 for the, I mean, everyone that I've ordered lately or, you know, looked at lately for the library is because it's $14.99.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you will get a like $9.99 reorder sale, but it's not very often. Very rarely.
And many
but
readers,
$9.99, like that's the cheapest I have ever seen a TradPub book.
Well, and many readers will say, you know, they never trust early reviews.
Yeah.
Because all they see is 5 and 4 stars and don't feel it's authentic, particularly in the indie market.
Yeah.
And I come on here to say that obviously Buzzing About Romance is a reader space. We've always been for the readers. We are first and foremost readers.
Yeah.
And many of us have stopped taking ARCs from the PR and marketing firms.
I mean, some of them just won't give them to us.
Well, too, there are those that don't like us.
But yeah, I don't remember the last time I did one with a PR firm, actually.
Yeah, it's
Mine has been at least a year, at least.
I don't think it's been that long, but it's been a minute for me. I'm mostly doing them on NetGalley, and I'm still on a couple of teams, and that's it.
Well, I get a couple from Booksprout every once in a while when something, like, you know, I know there are certain authors that put books over there. And then again, kind of teams a little bit. And it's one of those situations where I feel like it's our job to kind of be the stopgap between the reader and between the PR firms. I get that you want a successful release, but it's also important to me that I make sure that I am not misguiding my listeners and my reading community.
Yeah.
And if I hold a review, then especially a review for a book that's like $11.99 price point, that's a problem.
Well, but even so, that goes against like some of those regulations too, like books and reviews and all that stuff. Like there are a lot of regulations that go into those, like laws that you have to follow. And that's kind of a gray area. If you're saying you're supposed to hold a review for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I just
think it's not technically illegal to request that, but it is gray.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of authors look at advanced reader copies, advanced review copies as a monetary collateral. Like they're giving us for free the $4.99, $6.99 book. But how many hours do I have invested in reading that? And then to write a review and then to put my review where my community can find it. It just gets all wishy-washy. And so, one, I wanted to remind everybody what ARCs are, or ALCs, which are advanced review listeners. Advanced listener copies, which is what happens for audiobooks. I just wanted to put out there that at the end of the day, we are a reader space, and we are going to be honest about whether or not a book works for us or not. So no one's buying our time.
No.
thus the reason Pippa Grant got the boot last week.
Well,
and Megan Quinn is like a profanity around here.
It really is.
Anyway, on to our episode. I am thrilled to have you join us for today's episode. As summer heats up, so does our excitement for Summer Reading Challenge. Whether you're a seasoned participant, which there was nothing like that first year. No. 9 bingo cards.
That was a freaking delight, though. We went overboard. I will fully admit that Becky and I lost like
50 some authors.
It was a lot. But you know what? It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. 9 bingo cards. It was insane.
Hey, you're the ones who are supposed to No, I'm the one who's supposed to keep
You're
us in
supposed to
check.
be the voice of reason.
I know, and I just lost my shit that summer, which is why Summer Reading Challenge is what it is this year, because we have learned our lessons.
So whether you're a seasoned participant or diving in for the first time, we got you covered. In this episode, we'll share some fantastic book recommendations for each of the challenge prompts, ensuring you have the best reads to keep you entertained all summer long. So grab your favorite drink, settle in with your cozy reading nook, and let's get buzzing about romance and all things bookish. So I made a list of all the summer reading prompts. And as I went through this, we are heavier on the activities than we are on the reading.
Well, and I feel like we are. Did you not look at the list as you were trying to?
Yes,
are you going
I
like
did, but
rogue
I didn't.
tonight
I
too?
wasn't weighing if it was. I wasn't weighing if it was like activity versus reader heavy. I just, it didn't. I was just, I don't know.
So I think the thing is, like, year one, it was insanity. We'll just admit that. But last year, like, it was definitely like more bookish focused, and I feel like they really enjoyed the fun aspects of the reading challenge. And so, like, this year you definitely try to like go that route more.
I actually recycled most of last year's.
Did you really?
I
because
just
I don't
moved the squares.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah,
there
these
were more
were we
reading
there were a
ones
lot of
last
these.
year.
There, no, Leah, I just really seriously moved the squares around on last year's.
Maybe I just blocked it out.
I don't know. We'll come back and find a balance because I do miss the chaos of that very first year.
Maybe
And
we'll
how
do
many
like
new
three bingo
authors
cards.
that we found?
We found so many new authors that year. It was actually a lot of fun, like putting those cards together, like trying to like challenge the community,
Yeah.
like as like we challenged ourselves too.
And
I think I came in the year after, so I got like the abbreviated version of the chaos, right?
Yeah, the second summer
yeah.
we did it, it was a little less chaotic, and
yeah.
we still had authors that sponsored giveaways and stuff, but it was just a little less. I think we cut it in half.
Yeah.
And so one of the things, I think part of the reason this year it feels more book activity versus book reading is because all of us have kind of struggled in our reading in 2024.
We really have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading a lot, but I'm binge reading backlist still. Like, I'm not going outside of my comfort zone very
Yeah.
often.
No,
yeah, I've been staying in my bubble. Like, that's
yeah.
if I can even feel, because like we all know, like I read fast, but there have been weeks where like I have not finished a, like it'll take me 2 or 3 days to finish a book, which
Yeah.
is shocking.
No, I get it. And my problem is like currently I have 3 books going.
Me too.
Me too.
So there's like 2 audiobooks and an ebook.
Yeah,
And
I have books in multiple forms rolling right now also. But yeah, I actually counted it out today when I was talking to Becky earlier, and I have 3 current like eyeball reads and 1 listen.
Oh.
Well, because I'll read a little bit, and part of it is like I'll do like read a little bit and then I'll get distracted and like have to go do something and then go back. I'm like, hey, I don't want to work. I don't want to read that one. So I go to the other one.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not enjoying the books, but like my focus is not very good right now.
Well, and I
Yeah.
did binge a really great audiobook, and then I read I've been listening to an audiobook that's outside of our genre, so I'm taking it. I listen to it in the evening before I go to bed. I'm listening to Mo Rocco's Rockagenarian, and it's
I
about
like him.
people that find their success later in life. If you've never listened to Mo Rocco's podcast, I
It's very
cannot
good.
recommend
Yeah.
enough. It's called Mobituaries. It's so good. It's so good. He's actually going to be in Toledo's library Tuesday night, but because of leaving for vacation that this week, I just.
I was going to say, are you going to go? But
I
we do
wanted
leave
to
for
so
Louisville this weekend.
Bad, but I just, there's just not enough time in the week to
Yeah.
do it. So.
If we had superpowers and we could pause time or rewind time.
Right. Well, we don't have superpowers, but I
but wouldn't that
seriously
be cool?
Stalk Mo Rocco. If you guys haven't listened to him, he's delightful. And he does a ton of like biographies type stuff, which so it's off genre. And then I had an ALC I listened to today and ignored my family for the last 2 days, really, to be honest. while I listen to it. Okay, so let's get going on some of these prompts for Summer Reading Challenge. Hi, Susie. Susie's in the chat tonight.
Susie's in the chat.
We haven't talked to Susie in a minute. Gretchen says, loving the activities since reading has been so slow. And Stacy says, yet somehow I only have one prompt left, but like five activities.
That's okay. We can fill those activities for you tonight if you need like a co-host like recommendation or something like that.
Yes. True. Yes. And honestly, if you feel weird messaging one of us to be like, hey, what's your recommendation? Can use one of our previous books of the week.
But also, why would you feel weird about messaging us?
Some people, you know, it's awkward. They feel awkward.
But I feel like they've listened to enough, like, TMI from all of us that, like, they should be over that.
Wednesday's episode.
I mean, we talked about sneezing for, like, a good 20 minutes, like, in the Aaron and Krista episode.
This is true. Speaking of sneezing, because this is kind of funny, Mike showed me a TikTok that had five things you never should do when you're married, and one of them is sneezing because it can annoy people, and it's totally true.
If you're married, don't sneeze?
Like things you didn't know before you got married that were gonna annoy people.
Because you don't sneeze like previously, you only sneeze after I don't know. The fact
he makes noises, they're annoying.
Michael sneezes like the loudest sneezes ever.
Oh, if I sneeze one time, I'm sneezing 20. Like there is
you're a multiple sneezer.
Oh yeah, and it's bad.
I also have chronic nose blowers.
I hope you get a sneezing fit in Louisville just so I can hear it.
Oh, I'm sure I will because there's like mold and whatever else everywhere. I have like a sneezing attack like every day.
I mean, I don't want you to sneeze because sneezing is terrible, but I want you to sneeze because I want to witness this.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Okay. So first prompt of Summer Reading Challenge is have a book date. And you can have a book date by yourself.
Because you can date yourself, bitches.
That's right. You can be your own damn date.
But also,
I have a book date every day.
Yeah. I mean, and also, too, any of our, you know, like monthly book clubs can be a date. Take yourself out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
But really, to be honest, a book date, just one of the key reasons to put something like that in here is to make sure you're taking some self-care.
Yeah.
You know, there is value in a moment and time by yourself with a book, you know? Is it just sitting at the park listening to an audiobook while you walk your dog or, you know, on the beach in a lounger? With your ebook reading. It just, one of the things that I think we sometimes forget, particularly us as co-hosts here, reading's supposed to be fun and an escape. And if we discount all the drama and we get back to the basics, then we have, you know, so the book date is to kind of remember that. Okay, next prompt, stack your summer TBR.
I feel like we do that for them all the time.
All the time. Well, one of the things Sue Rice was saying that she didn't she doesn't do paperback. She does ebooks and audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So she just sent us like a screenshot of her checkout.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So we did it today. We were doing it in the Summer Reading Challenge channel today. I took a screenshot of the first 9 books on my Kindle and, you know, what is on my TBR. And it's funny because every once in a while, like at the beginning of the week, I'll email everybody like, hey, if you're reading a book, let me know because whatever. I think I read one book that was on my list last week that I sent you all.
I think I also read one book that was on that list.
But like,
I'm still binging the ones that I said. So.
Yeah, so stack your summer TBR. I read Natasha Knight a while ago, but this Salvatore, this new series she has, looks really good. And I read a blurb, Leah.
Oh, did you?
I did. Plus, the guy's
Is
hot
the
on the
world gonna
cover.
end? Oh, is it? I'm gonna have to
He's
look
got
this
like
up.
really
You
great
said Natasha Knight?
Natasha Knight. He's
I
got,
don't know if I've read her.
I think I read something she wrote with A. Zavarelli a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so which book are you looking at?
Salvatore. Look.
Oh, I found him. I found him. Don't you
I
worry.
mean,
Ooh,
really nice cover.
I do like this gentleman on the covers
Yeah.
that I see him on.
Yeah.
He has
So,
like wings across his chest. We don't see his chest in this
I
one,
mean,
but
he's spicy. The
I do
Sweet
like
Spot
him.
by Bella Matthews is on my summer TBR. Bourbon and Lies, which is getting some great
Yes.
reviews. And then I'm working on Garrett's Destiny because that's Wednesday night's Sip and Discuss.
Oh, this sounds really good. I'm gonna have
Yeah.
to read this.
Okay, well, I'm gonna read it because he looks naughty and I like a naughty man.
Ooh, there's five books and they're all out right now too.
Oh, nice.
It's but it's
Like,
not in
well, there
KU.
you go.
No,
Oh,
they're not.
jeez.
They're wide.
Oh,
Oh, but
man. Okay.
I had credits, I had digital credits that were gonna go bad that I needed to use.
Oh, I have some
Oh, there you go.
credits.
They
Maybe
were.
I'll wait till my next double points day.
There you go. Okay, so participate in a Sip and Discuss episode, even if you aren't able to catch us live on Wednesdays. Participation can be leaving a comment on a previous one you watch. So if you are just now getting to read King's Crown or Whiskey Secrets, and you go back and you watch the YouTube video, just leave a comment and let us know what you thought. That counts as participation. So you don't have to work hard, just work smart.
No, because we understand like it's hard to like tune in sometimes because people
Yeah.
have lives. So.
Just not
Yeah,
us.
this is fair.
Ask
I have
a.
a life before 9 p.m.
Do you?
I mean, I take them to swim.
Oh, yeah. It can also be a comment left in the Sip and Discuss Discord channel.
Oh, I forgot we had
Oh, good
that.
point. Yeah, you
I
could just leave
mean,
a comment
I
over
look
there.
at it, but I didn't know it was called.
So ask a friend for a book to read. Again, we're your friends. Anybody, you can just put a comment like in the book rec channel for in Discord and say, hey guys, I'm looking for a book to read. What was your last 5-star read? It doesn't need to be complicated. It can be really simple.
Yeah, Christina just asked for a bunch of witch recs, and we gave some over there. So if you're looking
Well,
for any of
and
that, it's there.
Harry texted me the other day asking for daddy books.
There you go.
So I was like, yes, I have those for you.
I like a daddy.
I do too.
Okay, read a book from your TBR for over a year. So, how many of us have books lingering that have been on our TBR?
Well, see here, this is where I like have an issue because I don't actually have a TBR. It's just
Okay,
basically
go
all the
into your
books.
Kindle and
Well, that's
sort
what
by
I did. I went
release
into my
date.
Kindle and I just went to my unreads and like did the like longest book. But actually, so mine, The Three Chicks Brewery from Stacey Kennedy has been on my TBR, technically speaking, for like forever now. And book two was free recently, or 99 cents. I can't remember. And 99 cents is basically free. So I started reading those.
I love those
Yeah.
books. I love those books. If you haven't read them, they're worth it.
They're very good. And they're not super long either, which is nice. Like if you're, they're not quite mac and cheese, but like have the same kind of feel as a mac and cheese.
Well, and Shel Bliss has been on my radar for a really long time, and I just noticed she has a bunch of audiobooks over in Hoopla, because you and I talked about Broken Dove.
Yeah, that series, what I've read is good. And I heard she has a small town family series. It's not her Gallows. It's a four book series. I read the first one and the third one,
Okay.
but I like them
Dylan
more.
Allen has been on my TBR. She has one called The Legacy that's a family series.
Yeah, it's been on mine for a while too.
So, I mean, I have plenty of books that have just been lingering that I need to get off my bum
Yeah,
and read.
I went way back. I went back to Nalini Singh's Guild Hunter series, which has
Yeah.
been out forever, and it's like a 16 book series. And I started it last week, and I'm on like book 7 with no signs of stopping. So, yeah, that's what happens when I
That's
go
what
back to my
happens.
TBR.
I like a big binge like that because sometimes you just need that reset.
Yeah, I needed something like PNR and something that I knew I could like go in and out of. So I'm doing arcs like in between, and then when I get finished, I just go back to that. So
See, it's so funny, Leah, because I can't binge. If I spend too much time in a world, people start to annoy me, like the people I live with. If I spend too much time with them, they start to annoy me.
it depends on the author whether or
Yeah.
not I can binge them or not.
I just am not a good binge reader.
No. To binge or not to binge.
Are you a binge
Like,
reader? Tell us. Leave us a comment. Let us know. Are you a binge reader? Because Becky is not.
we all know that I am, so yeah.
Yeah. Amanda, she totally holding it for us.
I like a good binge
So the next one,
beverage or book.
you do. The next prompt is read a book by a BIPOC author. So BIPOC is a Black Indigenous person of color. It could even be, I know a lot of people don't necessarily include it in the BIPOC, but it could be a Latinx, author or an Asian Pacific Islander, author. What we're encouraging you to do is step outside yourself and find someone, read beyond your experience. And that's really what we want you to do because we want you to diversify your shelves. And sometimes we have to be thoughtful about it.
Yeah, because we definitely have done better, but
Right. We're trying
sometimes
really
we,
hard with our sip and discuss on Wednesday to make sure that we're covering
I have
things.
also too. I was very, very deep into the NBA playoffs. So I have Alexandria Hale has a basketball series out called the St. Louis Cyclones. So that's on my immediate TBR, so I can pretend like the playoffs aren't over.
Her hockey
So,
series, though,
oh yeah.
and the audiobooks, like, they are so good. I really do enjoy her books, and I like her covers. I know some people don't, but I love
Oh
them.
yeah.
I love the art.
Yeah, I
It's
like them.
a different styling for the illustrations, and I
I like
really
her
like them.
covers.
But her
I
books are
need to read
emotional.
her.
Christina C. Jones is another one if you need a BIPOC
Oh
author.
yeah. You were
But
talking about her earlier, right?
yeah,
This year.
I read one by her where it's a second chance romance. She reconnects with her ex-husband as she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. And you want to talk about emotion. Like, I was not okay, but it was worth every second of that read. So, highly recommend. And the audiobook, Wesley Chabon does the audiobook, and it is over
Oh.
in Hoopla. And I mean, honestly, I could listen to her read me my grocery list.
Yeah, I like her voice. I think she has a really nice flow and cadence
She
and
did all of Lucy Eden's stuff.
I was gonna say she's the one who did Lucy Eden, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, she
And
does all of Lucy's, doesn't she?
one of the things people don't realize you can do in Hoopla, you can search by narrator name. So
You
if
can
you.
do it in Audible also.
Oh, can you? Because.
No, you can now. I don't know if you used to be able to, but you can now. Because when we were talking about narrators the other day when searching.
You can in Chirp too. Okay.
Okay.
So.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I think it's a newer newer searchability that some of the other platforms have been using because they get more traction that way.
Well, it's really great for me for like, I know that I love Wesley Chabon. So if I go and look for what she's narrated, I find some really great book recs that I wouldn't necessarily have found, because they're not, because again, it's the diversifying and making sure I'm doing better. Read a book from a quick shot of romance. Now, while quick shots of romance are over on Patreon now, and if you're not part of the Patreon, you might not see those. However, we still have a backlog. There are like 287 of them.
Well, and if you do follow us on social media, like we always like the we post like when we put a new episode over to Patreon also, so you can check those out.
But join our Patreon. It's worth it. I promise. We have a lot of fun. Okay. Read a book that's a foodie romance. So here is our first book rec one. What do we got for foodie romances, guys?
Nanny and the Hothead.
A proposal they can't refuse.
Well, I have that one too.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Savor It, which was one of our sip and discusses. Yep. So that works there.
I was going to say that one next.
Do you know what one? The second book in A.L. Jackson's Time River series.
Oh.
Don't Forget Me Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read that one yet.
That one, because she owns the cafe in town, and it talks about like her recipes and her restaurant and some of the food and
that one. But Catherine Cowles and her Wreck series, Beautifully Broken.
Yep, the Wreck series.
She owns the Wreck series, the tea at the bar. Shop.
Yeah.
But she owns the tea shop, and like they do scones and baked goods and things like that.
No, in the Wrecked Me series, the sister works at the cafe.
Which one am I thinking of then? Which one has the tea shop in it?
Is that Beautifully Broken?
Okay.
I don't remember the tea shop.
It's like a tea shop, and it's the single mom.
Tucker and Jensen. That's Beautifully Broken Spirit.
Yes. She owns a tea shop.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. And that's like my favorite one too. I know.
I love that book.
I do. I forgot.
Also, if you follow us over on the website at bookcaseandcoffee.com, in the listicles, I do have some of these covered. So,
And we've done foodie episodes before too.
Yeah. There's tons of...
Stacy says The Opposite of You by Rachel Higginson. I read that one a while ago. So he is a chef at a restaurant, and she owns a food truck and parks it like in the parking lot, like adjacent to the restaurant. They kind of battle it out. It is only single first person point of view, which throws me off a little bit. But that whole series is foodie focused.
On the Line by Naomi Loud that we did a quick shot on is a foodie one.
It is. There's a lot of food in that one.
There is. Lainey Davis has Against the Grain. It's about brewery. She wants to grow hops.
She wants to grow hops.
Yes, in a abandoned lot, and the hero is on the autism spectrum. He is also a code enforcer for the city.
Oh, fun.
And so she's like kind of a free spirit, and he's a rule follower.
Mm.
And then Drop, Cover, and Hold On by Jasmine Gilroy, which is part of that Valentine's Day novella series that Lindsay and I did as a quick shot.
Yeah.
He's a baker, and it talks about his pastries, and I'm not going to lie. I'm all about a pastry.
I always have to say Stud Muffin from Jimmy Kate, because Tempest is the Duchess of Muffins. Yeah, I love the muffins.
Yeah.
So. Well, in Nora Everly's, I think it's book 3, From the Heart. So she owns a coffee shop, but Violet has a coffee shop, but they also do food there too. I think it's From the Heart.
I think that's that one.
Honestly, that whole series is just really good. So if you haven't read it yet, you should just read it.
So my town opened a crêperie this last weekend.
We have a crêperie.
Yummy.
I'm very excited about this. But if you have a romance where one of the main characters owns a crêperie, could you please send it to me? I would like to read it. And if there isn't one, could someone please write it and send it to me?
Erin should write that. She would do a good crêperie.
I was going to say that.
Because she has like restaurants, she has bar owners, and then she has the whole Applebee like bakery place.
Yeah. I don't know.
Erin Nicholas, if you're listening tonight, we need a crêperie.
Oh, and I did just read Flirt by Layla Hagen, and she is the heroine is a chef, and the guy owns like a restaurant group, and they all own various like businesses. It's set in New Orleans, so there's a really good beignet scene, and there's a lot of food in that one. It's really good.
Jenny says, I will eat gluten for a crepe. Hey, Jenny, next time you come visit, guess where we're going?
Nice.
Okay, so Share a Shelfie is the next prompt on our list. Mm-hmm. And again, if you do not have shelves and shelves of books, if you are not ridiculous like some of us, then what? Feel free to
you don't have lots of pretty trophies.
Take a screenshot of your Kindle shelf. Mm-hmm. Your Goodreads shelf. It does not have to be physical books.
Your library hold shelf.
Yeah. It could be anything. You do not... Listen, none of this was to feel like, oh, hey, look at all my stuff. Really, to be honest, I need to take pictures of them so that I can continue to justify them taking over my house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so visit your library or free little library. And if you do this, take a picture of your library. Take a picture of your free little library. Take a picture of your checkout. Take a picture of leaving a book in your library. Whatever is easiest. It doesn't, and a free little library can even just be like a table at work. There are people that have tables at work where they exchange books.
That's awesome.
Right? Now, Leah, you cannot create a table at your work.
I mean, I could.
But would it be okay?
I mean, it wouldn't be not okay. You'd be surprised at how okay it probably would be.
Okay, well then Leah's going to start a book exchange table.
I mean, there's four of us in the building.
It's
not really a hopping place.
There is an app to find the closest free little library to. So apparently free little library, you can search. Oh, I did think I know that. You think you can do it on their website too. Yeah, because you have to register
them. Yeah. No joke, there is one on a house like catty corner from my house.
I told Mike that's next summer's project. I want a free little library in the yard.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, and then I can send you all the books that I need to put in one.
Yeah.
There you go.
As long as half don't end up on my shelf.
Continuing that exchange.
Okay, participate in a buddy / group read. Okay, guys, if you read one of the Sip and Discuss the week before, you are buddy reading it with six of us.
Yep. Or maybe just one of us.
Or just one of us while everybody else DNFs it.
I mean, don't continue to anger her.
I know, but somebody has to take one for the team, and it might as well be her.
I have been really good about the books. I'm even reading the epilogues, Leah.
I know. You have. It has been quite impressive.
She's been better than most of the rest of us.
So. Right. Yeah, seriously.
And I'm usually done before the rest of you because I am trying to read them in advance to know whether or not, like, is everybody going to... I don't want to get done dirty.
My problem is I'm binging so much is that I have to read it closer or I'm going to forget it.
That's fair.
My problem is, like, if I don't wait until the last minute, I'm not going to read it. Like, I, like, need that, like, I have to get this done right now. Yeah, I need a deadline. So I always read it the day before.
So the next prompt is... share your current favorite cover. Oh, going back to buddy read, group read. If you want to do a buddy group read and you want to know what any of us are reading and you want to play along, send us a message. Send us a message. I'll tell you what we're reading. Like I said, I'm going to read Salvatore probably tonight.
Yeah, pop into the Discord and be like, what's everybody reading? And honestly, like, you'll get like 17,000 messages.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that, and we're happy to... have you read along with us. Okay, so share your favorite cover. So covers are funny, right?
Covers are funny.
Yeah.
But
if Wander's on it, we enjoy it.
Right? I mean, honestly, just go over to the Eye Candy channel and share a cover. It's really interesting. And we all know I used to love an illustrated cover. If it was illustrated, I was a fool for it. And now they've kind of flooded the market. And
some of them are not very good.
Some of them aren't very good. I don't love the no face details. But when we start looking at covers, obviously you're going to have a type that you really like. If you like the discreet covers with flowers, share those. It's fine. But covers are not as impactful for me as they used to be.
Mm-mm. Although every once in a while we'll come across a cover and be like, wow, that is a great cover.
That is a great cover.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll make me read that book.
I mean, Salvatore from Natasha Knight, like that made me want to read that book.
Yeah.
But then I had a discussion on the TikTok. I shared my review. sent this to Leah. I shared my review of Savage Little Games over on TikTok months ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
The model's wife was in my comments letting me know that was her husband, and she loved the book, agreed with my review, and was like, he growls just like, I mean, it was really sweet exchange, but then I felt like,
that's so crazy.
I kind of drooled over your husband, and I'm sorry.
Like, no, I'm like, now I feel weird.
Right? Yeah. No, it's odd.
But it was one of those moments where, like, you weren't objectifying him. No. So it was, like, different that, like, it happened. Like, it wasn't like you were, like, going on and on about, like, how amazing he was. And, like, you weren't, like, making him out to be this fictional, like, character in your head. Like, you just made a comment about the cover itself.
Speaking of those covers, did you see that she released the cover?
No! The next one is out?
Just the cover.
I know the book isn't out. When did she put the cover out?
Today.
I was not online today.
Oh, my God.
It was Lane Hart's. It's called Vicious Little Games.
Ooh.
And it's stepbrother, stepsister.
Oh, I like that.
And that was wrong. Sorry. I dropped my phone.
Wait, did you know that there's a book 4?
Yes. Well, yeah, we have the one sister that's still on the lam.
Oh, that's true. She is on the lam. But she just has the object cover for that one. He's in a tie and it's like loose. I love that.
And he looks younger than the other two guys because he is younger than the other two guys.
He's only in college.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. I'm so excited.
I knew.
August 16th. It's like happy early birthday to me. Happy
birthday. Almost your birthday present.
It is almost my birthday.
It's like she knew it was your birthday.
Had she only waited one day, then it would have been perfect.
It's like she knew it was going to be your birthday and wanted to make you happy so you could.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean.
I'm really excited for this book, though. Really excited.
Same.
Like, I really am enjoying this series.
I have to get to it. It's on the list.
You should do that, like,
right
now.
Book one was so kinky.
I'm trying.
So
it was really kinky.
Okay. So, like I said, share your favorite cover, whatever is your favorite color. If you like the faceless illustrations, we might silently judge you, but just share them anyway. We'll still love you.
On the vein of like the illustrated, like, I mean, like you said, they've kind of saturated or whatever, but I really liked Victoria Wilder's Bourbon and Lies for an illustrated. Like,
yeah.
I thought that was like, it was different. And I was like, okay.
It's kind of like those Layla Sage, those Westerns. It has a little bit of a throwback.
It gave me like kind of like an old school vibe, and I enjoyed it. So
yeah. Well, and every once in a while I'll come across like Walker Rose, her Bourbon Canyon covers.
Oh,
like
pretty.
I really like those. Like they're just very pretty. They have like a watercolor feel to them. But they really fit with the backdrop of the series.
They're very aesthetically pleasing.
They are aesthetically pleasing.
And I like Elsie Silver's that she redid for the Gold Rush Ranch.
Oh, yeah, I do really like those,
I love those covers. I think they're really nicely done. It's just, you know.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's
different. It's just like.
Well, and it's just, there's just so much. And it's hard, like, honestly, like, the romance genre, like, the covers, like, it's just, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
Which is kind of part of the hiccup and the hang-up.
And we've had some recent discussions that covers are not necessarily in the wrong genre. Like illustrated covers are being put on contemporary, not just rom-coms. They're genre appropriate. They are not content appropriate, which is where we're having, you know, the discourse of younger readers getting their hands on books with the illustrated covers, thinking they're young adult. Listen, how many of us read Flowers in the Attic? I was reading Jude Devereaux at 13.
Still like, traumatized.
We all read books that were not age appropriate.
Well, so on that note, like we were talking, my kids had a swim meet last week. Well, they have swim meets constantly right now. But like, so I was sitting there with a group of moms, and one of the moms was like, "How old were you when you read your first romance?" I'm like, "I was like 12 or 13.
12, yeah.
Yep.
So it's like, I was reading those things way before I should have been. So like, I know that my kid is going to read them before she should be because this is what I read. And like, I was exposed to it because it was what my mom read. And so it's one of those things, like, yeah, it's not content appropriate, but at the same time, like, those had covers that were like fairly content appropriate, and I
And we
still
were
read
still
them.
reading them.
Right. If we look at like The Conquest from Jude Devereaux, which was my first book from her, it has like castle turrets and flowers on it. I mean, come on. So again, covers are subjective. Just share a
Well, but it's
cover.
also like your parents are the ones who are supposed to like be policing what you're
Right.
consuming,
Yeah.
so don't blame the covers.
Right. 1,000%. So the next prompt is a book date with a friend. If you live somewhere that you do not have a friend that you want to go on a book date with, just message one of us. We can Zoom a book date or FaceTime a book date, or we can do a live in Discord and everybody can have a book date together. Book club can be a book date, a Sunday episode at night. This is a book date.
We're having a book date right now.
We are having a
Sip and
book date right
discuss is a
now.
book date. So it doesn't specifically have to be leaving your house, putting hard pants on, and
Oh, that's
doing
the
something with a
worst.
friend. Like, we're not mean.
It doesn't have to be a local friend. It can be a friend across the way.
Yeah. Okay, next, share your favorite reading spot. We just, show us where you
Mine is
read.
wherever I plop.
Are you a plopper?
I mean, somewhat.
Last
I will
summer,
read
my space
anywhere.
was the pool, but we didn't put the big pool up this year. But I did DoorDash a $25 pool from Walmart over the weekend that
Because
blows
it's
up.
hot as fuck
It
around.
is. It is. So you might see me posting some pictures of my little kiddie pool now. Well, I got taken by the TikTok shop. I had my first, like, damn it, why did I buy that moment? They
What
have
was it?
these tanning pools. Floats like it's a flat, like it looks like a pool float, but you put water in it, it has a drain. You put water in it, and you can sit in it for like tanning and be cool with the water in the bottom of it, but you don't like have a whole pool. And it has a pillow so you can
So it's like
lounge
a
a little
slip
bit.
and slide
Oh,
with like bumpers.
no,
No, it's just like a float that has water inside of it, but you don't get in a pool with
pool with
it.
it, yeah.
Like a portable water bed?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway, I bought it thinking, oh, this is great. I'm returning it because it's not great. Don't get taken in
Yeah,
by
to
the TikTok
get
shop.
hot really fast, or what's the, it just
Well,
doesn't work.
yeah, it's not very comfortable.
Oh.
Also, like, it's only like an inch and a half of water. And then,
Oh, so it's like you're sitting on the
oh.
ground.
I have a larger butt, and so I displace half of
You're
that.
sitting in like a muddy puddle.
Right, in this little pool, and the dog tries to drink the water as you sit there. It's just awkward and weird, so we got rid of it.
Ollie. Ollie's licking
Actually,
things he shouldn't be.
it was Tucker
Oh,
who was trying to drink the pool
Stucky.
water. Stinking Tucky. Anyway, but we just want to see your reading spot and don't get taken on the TikTok shop like I did.
Yeah.
Okay, read a book with an LGBTQIA MC, and apparently I spelled that way wrong. I have LGBT or
Oh, I didn't
LQBTQIA.
even notice that.
I
I
have that
was
wrong instead
reading
of
it
either.
correctly in my
It's
brain.
LGBTQIA main character.
Had you not said that, nobody would
I
have
know.
known.
Again, we just did a whole episode. Heather and Jenny have all the reads, but really, just do everything everyone I kissed since I got famous or since you got famous. Just read that
Yeah, you
book.
have been raving about that one.
The audiobook was amazing.
Or Never Say Gone by Tal Bauer and message me so that I can just, have big feelings again for the
Yeah.
rest of my life about that book. So
Amanda's still not okay with that book.
I'm not. It was so good.
Jenny says it's on hold.
I know she's like, stop talking about it,
She's
Becky.
anxiously awaiting that
She's,
one.
you know what? Because it
Yeah.
was a sapphic romance and nobody was defined. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're both probably bisexual. They both had dated boys.
But
But
there wasn't any talk about it. Like
it wasn't, yeah.
it was like natural, like just like every day, like
Just loving a human. So it had pansexual vibes. It was just really well done. And it is a slower burn, but there was a lot of chemistry between these two women that it was hot.
But I like the fact that there wasn't like these definitive lines of like who they were.
Right. And there was no like bioawakening or anything like
Yeah.
that. It was more like falling
Love
in
is
love
love.
with the person that's
Love,
always
yeah. Is
been there.
love is love. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But also, like, how many of us experienced that, falling in love with the person that's always been there? You know? Okay, next, Mug Monday. We brought it back
Which
for
is self-explanatory.
self-explanatory. We have tons of mugs. If you need to borrow a mug, let me know. Read a summer inspired romance. Everything that we've been reading for Sip and Discuss this month
For this month, yeah.
is summer inspired, but also our episode July 7th. Yes.
Oh, yeah, beach reads.
Is all beach reads, summer inspired romances.
Yes.
But I also have several summer inspired listicles up on the website. Because I had quite a few that I really want to get through this summer.
Well, and like if you could just like have like a beachy romance, you're like, ooh, it's like summer feels like Lucy Edens Cherishing the Goddesses, like those summer feels. Like, I don't think it's necessarily happens in the summer, but like it gives those like vibes.
Message or Measure of a Man by Molly MacLean, like with the sunflowers and stuff. It covers a
Oh,
large
yeah.
span of time, but it
It
really has
does.
summer vibes. Downpour by Maggie Gates had some summer vibes.
Yeah. Savor It definitely has summer vibes.
Yep, Curvy Girl Summer, that is Danielle Allen, that is on my TBR.
Oh, yeah, that one looks really good.
It
I think
does.
the Pussy Next Door, she's also summer. Is
Well,
that
but really,
summer?
all of those kind of have summer vibes.
Well, the second one doesn't.
Because the
It's
second
more
one's in
fall,
season.
winter,
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is during the
and
season.
season. But yeah, definitely the Pussy Next Door is summer vibes.
Okay. So yeah, like I said, there's listicles over on our website. You can check those out or stick around and we'll have more books. Read a new to you author. So, Amanda, who are some new to you authors that you've read this summer or in the
Oh
last
man.
3 or 4 months?
Hal Bauer.
Someone please
I
read this
can't.
so
I'm just
Amanda
like,
can
I'm
get in
still.
her
Somebody just
feels.
read that book. Please, somebody read that book. I did read Heather had recommended Eden Finley and Sex and James. So I did read the first in their egotistical fuckboys. That was a really fun book. I think I've been binging a lot, so new to me is hard
Yeah.
right now. Yeah.
What do you have, Leah, for new to you?
So I tried Chastity Bowlin's like individually written stuff. I did some co-written stuff that she had done, and I liked the flow of the story. So I was like, I'm gonna try her by herself. I read a Tanya Burrows that I had never read. It wasn't bad. And then I read Brooke Summers, a couple mafia books from her. They were okay. Like, I don't know if I would go back to her unless I like one of like a blurb or a cover really drew me in. But I try to read somebody new each month, but like with the way like my reading has been going, it hasn't been going great this year. So
I recently read K Cove, First Come Forever, and I really did enjoy that. I also read Ashley Muniz. I've been picking at her
oh, I
books.
tried her too,
Oh yeah,
yes.
she's on my list.
And Hannah Cohen, Her Greatest Mistake was really exceptional. Oh, well, now I have 4 books because I do have the audio of Her Greatest Mistake that I've started and stopped a couple times.
Well, and Tara DeWitt, like she was new to me
Oh, she was
also.
new to me
Like
too.
Savor It was
Yeah.
my first one that I've read by her, and I will definitely be reading more
Yeah.
because I really like that book.
And actually, it's for work, but I'm reading Sarah Hudson, and it's Space Junkie, and it's actually really funny and nerdy girl. Like, this is a Jenny book.
Oh, fun.
So I've been reading that for a work project, but I would recommend it. Okay, read a novella. Listen,
I
Leah's the
have
novella
tons of
queen.
novella recs if you need them, because I love a novella.
I did Baggage Claimed by Alexandria Warren earlier. I just kind of randomly picked it up, and there's a little twist at the end that I wasn't expecting, and that was definitely interesting. So, and
Okay.
I think my next one is going to be Nikki Castle had one at the end of her fight game book called The Tinder Fix. That's probably I'm probably going to read that when we're traveling. So.
novellas are quick and easy if you need recommendations. I love Frankie Love. I really love Hope Ford. Check out Leah. She'll send you down the novella. And again, there are several. We did a whole novella episode. I think we're going to update the novella episode in the coming weeks.
We only did like a small smattering. And honestly, like there, like you can find novellas everywhere. And there's some authors, they only write novellas. So I have a lot of novella authors to share.
So the next prompt is to shout out a top read of 2024 so far. Have you had an outstanding, stellar read in 2024? Amanda, do you have a book to recommend that's your top read of 2024 so far?
Well, I mean, Savor It is my top new read.
Okay.
Of like released like this year. But then, of course, you know, the Never Stay Gone by Tal Bauer is like one of my top reads, obviously.
Do you have a top read so far yet, Leah?
Me? Yeah, Reluctantly Royal by Erin Nicole.
That was a good one.
That it was very good, very well done. The audiobook is exceptional if you have listened to it. I mean, I have a couple because Broken Laces by Elise Faber, like I really enjoyed that book. Like the floof and just the story itself was really good.
Have you read the first one in the Bang Brothers yet?
Not yet. I haven't gotten to it yet.
So good. So I have several, but Everyone I Kissed Since You Got Famous, but also The Feud by Sawyer Bennett that comes out this next week. Hot damn, Family Saga is like, I am in it.
That's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that one.
So read a book from the top reads of 2023. We did a whole episode with our top reads of 2023. Leah and I even did our month-to-month of 2023 over on Patreon. So just go through that list. We had some really great books in 2023.
Yeah.
So you can find that list. Let a co-host pick your next read.
You never know what we might pick for you, though.
Just message us. We'll pick something good, promise.
Yeah.
Tell us. We might take you out of your comfort zone a little bit, but.
But we do that to each other. All of us
do. We definitely do.
Yeah.
I mean, I constantly am like, hey, we know that Jenny and Amanda don't love a lot of power dynamic and mafia.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, but.
But wait, this one would be good.
I think you need to read this one. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes you're like, what did you do to me?
No, but sometimes like I'll read a book and be like, what the heck did I just read? Now everybody needs to read it to see what their reactions are.
So... Jenny says sometimes those are the best books.
It really you know is what? True.
When you do push yourself, like, so, and I'll get to it during my book of the week, but I read my book of the week and the reviews have been really mixed on this book. And I was kind of dreading going into it.
Which is why I was like, if you read it, tell me, because I like am apprehensive about reading it.
Cannot wait to tell you about it. Read a book rated 5 stars by a co-host. We have all of our Goodreads are public. If you can't find us, just send us a message and we'll help you find our Goodreads shelves. Or just search the website. Although Jenny hasn't been reviewing or Lindsay hasn't been reviewing much there, but the rest of us have.
Or message us.
Not recently, but yeah, just message us. It's the fastest way to get something.
Show your favorite author some love. Give a shout out on social media. Give a shout out in Discord. Just tell us who one of your favorite authors, especially if it's someone that we aren't necessarily reading or that you don't hear us talking about. I mean, I talk about Carrie Elks until I'm blue in the face.
Well, but we are always excited to find an author that somebody in the community really likes that's new to us. Like we want to give new authors a try. So if you have somebody that you love, let us know, because who knows, we might love them too. Like we have found so many new authors through the community. So
for sure. And then, I guess I had participate in a buddy read twice. It might be on there twice. Oh.
It's okay.
If it is, it is. Anyway, those are our summer reading prompts. If you have questions, let us know. You can also check out our website at bookcaseandcoffee.com because here's the deal. If you participate in summer reading, even once, if you read one book and do one square, I will send you a participation sticker at the end of the summer. Everybody will have a right to those. The sign up will be in our Patreon. It's in the free tier. So anybody who's part of our Patreon, free or paid, will have the opportunity to have a sticker, a Buzzing About Romance Summer Reading Challenge sticker. So just follow us those places, fill out the form. It's fine. We are going to end Summer Reading Challenge on July 19th with our overnight slumber party, and we will have 10 to 12 romance authors coming in every half an hour talking about books, fun shenanigans and games. And I promise it'll be such a fun time. It was a great time last summer, and I think everybody will enjoy it again this summer. So that is summer reading. Again, you can find the prompts in the graphics on our website. Guess what time it is, Leah?
It's that time.
It's that time.
Her book.
Book.
Of.
The week. Amanda, it's book of the week. What's your book of the week?
So my book of the week, and I'm sorry, it's not out until the end of July, July 30th to be exact. So apologies now, but it's The Lumberjack by Susan Stoker. It's book four in her Game of Chance. We did The Protector for our book club. So this is the fourth and final book in that series. It's JJ and April's story. So they've been dancing around each other this whole series, and they're finally going to come together. There's a ton of suspense. Somebody's out to get the team, and they have to call in reinforcements. So you see people from Silverstone, from Ace Security, from the Mountain Mercenaries, like all the guys are in to help with this one. And it was so good. And like the epilogue, because she always does like a big epilogue to end the series. And it's so good. You guys, you're going to, if you like the first one, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Yes. She, when she was writing it, she's like, how do I get all of these past characters together and have it make sense?
And it does. It totally makes sense.
It does. She was super excited that it came together the way it did.
So fun, fun, fun. Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week. I read The Big Bad Boss Trilogy by Renee Rose and Lee Savino. Okay, so I've read book two and book three because book one came out ages ago and it ended on a cliffhanger. Oh, I'm so mad. But let me tell you, I am a little ragey because the trilogy for the couple, it ends in an HEA. Like, I believe they're HEA, but the story is not over.
Is it set up for another couple?
It is going to keep going, and I think they're doing it all in trilogies.
Your life is so hard. First world problems, Leah.
No joke. Like, I'm reading this book, and my daughter, like, my husband and my son, like, they're off to camp, and so it's just me and my daughter. I'm like, oh, my goodness. What is going on? I'm like, they did not finish the story. She's like, okay. I'm like, the couple is good, but they did not finish the story. Like, there's this whole back, like, whole saga that I think is going to, like, continue. Like, there's Sears and, oh, it's going to be really good. And I'm, like, invested, but I'm so annoyed at the same time.
Okay.
But I think I know who the next character, like, because it has it at the end, like, who the next people are going to be. And I think I know who, like, his heroine is going to be. And it's going to be really good. But I'm so mad at the same time.
Okay, so do not ask Leah about her book of the week. It's basically what we're saying.
But they were really good and really well done.
Okay.
And for a trilogy, I'm typically not a fan of trilogies, but I really did enjoy this one. Until I got to the end and it wasn't over.
Until now.
How about you, Rebecca? What was your book of the week?
When We Lied by Claire Contreras. This is in the Fairview hockey world, which
Until I Get You.
It's in that world. Lachlan and his heroine do make an appearance, but this book starts, I think, 4 or 5 years after the end of Lachlan's book. So it's a expansion hockey team in the town of Fairview. It's NHL. It is angsty, thrilling, so thrilling, emotional, and a bit of a twist that I did not fucking see coming. Like, I was like, what? Okay. The audio was exceptional.
Who does the audio?
Stephen Dexter, and then the woman who voiced the heroine was a new to me
narrator
by the name of, let me see here, Janine Granda, Janine.
I like her.
Granda. Content trigger warning. This book deals with a lot of grief, loss of sibling and parent, mention of suicide, and there is some on-page violence. So you will want to check content and trigger warnings. But
I do like her narration.
If you read Until I Get You and you really liked that book, I do think you will like this book, but it is different. But it's angsty. My only complaint, only complaint, is there's no third act breakup because there's third act drama. And the author didn't know when to end the book again. So the last 15-20% of the book, I was jumping ahead in the narration because I was bored. So anyway, but that's a me problem. Maybe not an everybody else problem. But
it's an us problem.
When We Lied, honestly, by Claire Contreras, 10 out of 10 recommend. It was very good. And one of the things that they do, you know, we talked about you can't have professional hockey in a small town setting. This doesn't feel like a small town, really. It just feels like the town of Fairview is like a suburb of a larger city, mm-hmm. wherever it is. But they're not really clear where it is. So
that works.
It could be like Columbus, like more of a middle market type vibe.
Yeah.
So, okay. Patreon update. Welcome to new Patreon members, Sarah. Sarah, we are super excited to have you joining us. Thanks for taking a chance on us, and I hope you enjoy your first swag pack. Currently, we have Quick Shots of Romance up over on Patreon. For such titles as Fearless Memories by Marie Johnston, Dead to Rights by Jessica Prince, The Villa by Nora Roberts, Love, Lies, and Cherry Pies by Jackie Lau, and tons of others. Also, if you want to know why the Gossip and the Grump got bumped from Sip and Discuss, that Should You Read It is up over there too, and I give you kind of the layout as to why that book didn't make it. Swag packs are headed out this week. I'm so excited to share our swag packs. Or actually, they've been out. Everybody should have their swag packs.
I just got mine like Friday, I think.
You got it Friday. There was a problem. Becky didn't want to leave the house in pants to get stamps.
I don't blame you.
Why would you put pants on if you don't have time?
So I'm excited to share our swag pack sponsoring authors for June, our author Tia Louise, and the multi-author series Farm to Forking, featuring authors Lainey Davis and Karen Gray and several others. Swag packs go out to Fancy Drink, Cold Brew, and Queen Bee Tier, and we still have fun buzzing about romance exclusive stickers, mood reading cards, and other fun things. These are mailed monthly around the 10th of the month. We do ship these internationally. This perk is mailed once monthly. If you join after the 10th of a month, your first swag pack will be mailed the following month. All members of the Patreon get exclusive episodes along with perks like Buzzing Book Club. July's book club author is Catherine Noland. And so I'm super excited for that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a list of all events at bookcaseandcoffee.com/events, including happy hours, IG lives, and book clubs. On July 1st, we are kicking off our fifth year of podcasting. To celebrate, Leah and I are hosting an AMA-style episode where you can ask us anything book-related or podcast-related. With over 560 episodes under our belt, we have plenty to share. Submit your questions. Use the form on our website to join us live. Or you can just join us live and ask us in the chat, and we'll answer those. Ask us about our bookishics, our bad book habits, our first romance, favorite reads, why we DNF'd a book, the publishing process, how we pick titles, our episode writing process, or even our most embarrassing podcast moments. And there have been some.
Just a few.
Leah and I will be uncensored.
So it's new and different than every day.
Right? It's not really exciting. So, and a couple things to note. Make sure you come back and join us here Wednesday night for our discussion of Garrett's destiny. I think Wednesday night is just going to be Leah, I, and Jenny. Because I, yeah, maybe Lindsay.
Traveling.
I think everyone else is traveling. Well, Lindsay's a maybe.
It depends on when Lindsay's flight gets in, whether or not she can do it.
No, she doesn't fly till Thursday.
Thursday.
So she thinks as long as she's packed, she can be here Wednesday night.
Okay.
But so we'll be doing Garrett's Destiny by Anna Blakely on Wednesday night. And remember that next Sunday's show will actually record on Monday night, July 1st. So the AMA, Ask Us Anything, kicking off year 5, we will be here live on Monday, July 1st. And we'll send out some reminders. Leah promises to send a newsletter Thursday night before we head out to Knockout. Yeah. If you're headed to Knockout, make sure you stop and say hi. So I think that's all the things for now. But if you're on our Patreon, there's announcements all week for you guys. Anyway, anything else? Did I miss anything, Leah?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure that we probably did, but it's not like we never miss things on a regular basis. So.
All the time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Buzzing About Romance podcast. We hope our book recommendations help you make your summer reading challenge a success. Don't forget to share your progress with us on social media. Let us know your thoughts on all the books. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes. As always, keep buzzing about romance and everything bookish. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.